Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Raj Shab. Good morning.
Good morning, Lars.
And today we're talking about brush control.
Well, yeah, we are. Let's start a little discussion here about woody plant control using foliar herbicides in our pastures. You know, woody plants are typically the easiest to control once they've leafed out and the carbohydrates in the plant's roots are at their lowest levels. Okay, that's what happens when they leaf out. And these plants are easiest to kill because of that low carbohydrate level when those leaves are full-sized. Okay, they're full-sized, they're actively growing, and, you know, that's the easiest time to kill them because it's taking all that root energy, that energy from those roots, to grow the leaves. And so now they're weak, and the leaves haven't yet had time to put the energy back into the root system. And it seems pretty straightforward. You know, this should be the time that you could kill them, and maybe you could kill all species at the same time with the same herbicide. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case, okay? Woody plants reach that low carbohydrate level in the root system at different times. Most tree species, they're easiest to control in, you know, early to mid-June, okay? But for species like buckbrush, now's the time to start spraying buckbrush. If you're looking at something like smooth sumac, then we'd want to look at some time later in June, maybe the third or the last week of June probably would be the optimum time. But since buckbrush is the one that's most susceptible at this point, let's talk a little bit about what we can do with buckbrush. What you want to look at for buckbrush is you want it to be fully leafed out. And oftentimes those leaves, when they're fully leafed out, they're a little bit on the yellow, have a yellow tint to them. They're not dark green yet. That's when you want to apply the herbicide, when they're still that light green color. And maybe through the time that they're changing to that dark green and maybe for a week later. But that's when that plant is most susceptible to herbicides. And some of the herbicides that we can use are 2,4-D low-vol ester. We can use Grazon P plus D. And we can also use Chaparral. Now, caution should be used if you're treating cool season grasses like fescue or brome with Chaparral, okay? Another thing to think about is Grazon P plus D is a restricted use pesticide. So the thing that's probably easiest for all of us to get is 2,4-D, and 2,4-D works really, really well. But just remember, anytime that you're using herbicides, to follow the read and follow the label. Until next time, this has been Rod Schaub. Stay safe.
All righty, thank you. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.